The island of Geese is a historic site. Thousands of families in Tralee spent their entire working life there. Fathers, mothers, grandparents, my own grandparents worked there. And it's not a fitting tribute to their memory that we're putting in conflict and judicial processes onto that site. It should be remembered for what it was, a working person's location where they contributed in no small measure to the benefit of this town over the decade. They're entitled better than that. And we put proposals to cover that. We suggested a farmer's market in there, someplace that they could have music and so on. But you'd have no music backing up to a courthouse, not for 10 months of the year. So it's a total disregard for working people who built this town over the decades. That's how we see it.
What would you say to the argument that, look, a courthouse is a working place? People will be working there every day. It's a centre of justice. Justice has to be seen to be done locally and visibly in the centre of the town.
It's a place for crime and punishment. It will not be remembered into the future as anything else but a place of crime and punishment. If you walk around that site at the moment, does it not add to the rejuvenation of our town as Kerry County, as Kerry Co-op suggested? Is it not attractive? Is it not likely that people will use it and that businesses will use it? The only people using a courthouse are those who work there or those who require its services. It certainly won't attract visitors. And it's an appalling location to put a courthouse as far as we're concerned.
And
there are plenty of other sites available.
Oh yeah, what other sites?
Well, your Ballymullen, for example, there's huge ground there that a courthouse could be put in there without any difficulty, and you've plenty of parking there.
Mm.
And there are other sites around this town.
And you don't subscribe to the argument that that's too far outside of town?
How is it too far outside of town? Certainly Ballymullen.
Well, it's not the town centre.
Well, does it have to be the town centre?
Well, the argument is that most courthouses would be in town centres. It's the central, and also there's big benefits to the businesses of the town centre by having the courthouse there. Put it out in Ballymullen, you'll have a loss of business for all the businesses around it.
Well, let me tell you, the local businesses, and we've met them, are totally opposed to a courthouse being sited there. Particularly the larger businesses in that area are totally opposed to it. But that's not an argument that can be made. Ballymullen is only up the road, for God's sake. You know, it's not miles away. And the site is perfect. You've all the ground in the world there, all the parking you need. But it doesn't matter where. They've made their mind up that that's the site they want. Someone has purchased it on their behalf for about 160,000, we're told.
Yes.
That's true. You wouldn't build a shed for it, for God's sake, for 160,000. But that's not the price, isn't the matter. It's the wrong location. What about the old people who come through there to the local post office? How are they going to feel about it? When they know there's all stuff.
There's a post office behind the existing courthouse in Edward Street.
There is, but what about the people who live the other side of town, if we're talking about distances? What about those old people in Ballymullen, in Castlelea, and all the other places? Are they going to have to walk up the other end of the town to the post office when there's one in Rock Street that they use and have used for years?
Are you saying they'll be afraid to walk past the courthouse?
I'm saying that people will be nervous, won't they? They'll be nervous, won't they? Naturally, older people.
Of walking past the courthouse?
Well, not because it's a building, but because of who may frequent it. Some of the people that will use that courthouse are not ordinary citizens of the Republic. Some of them are accused of very serious crimes.
Mm.
And do you think the people don't know that or understand it? They know who will use that courthouse and who will be there.
But the current courthouse, I understand the point you're making, but the current courthouse is in Ash Street, in the centre of the town. There are successful businesses that are right alongside it. I don't ever recall seeing people being afraid to walk Ash Street on a court day just because court is on.
But you have people, older people, who use the post office, which is around the corner from the Isle of Geese. That's the difference.
Mm.
There isn't a courthouse or any such building in Ash Street.
Mm.
And the fact of the matter is, Ash Street, in terms of the distance from the ground, if you like, to the building, is very substantial. This is smack dab on ground floor level for everyone to see. Look, it's not the right location.
Sure.
The other point, the issue is this. If there's that kind of money around, are we not in a crisis? Doesn't our constitution demand that the common good, the people, come first? If there's that kind of money, why are we not doing something with our health service? Now, a lot of those...
Yeah, but Kevin, listen, I've heard this argument before. You know well the system doesn't work like that. If 22 million isn't spent to the Quartos, it will not be immediately transferred over to the health service and somehow going to provide more beds and more doctors and more... That's not the way our government works, or any government works.
Well, in fairness. I thought we were in a democracy.
No, we are in a democracy, but...
Hang on, I didn't know that each government department operated in isolation.
To a large extent, when it comes to their own funding, they do. And if the courthouse isn't built, or if money doesn't go to courthouse, it's not going to magically be transferred across to more beds in the University Hospital area. It's the system that we have at the moment. The money will stay with the court service and go to some other courthouse. That's the way it'll work. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's the situation, Kevin.
So public money is held by faceless people in the department, whether they use it or whether they don't. And the rest of the populace can go and hang. What about people who don't have a house or have a home over their head? What about people who can't put food on the table? What about a man 19 hours in the hospital because there was only one doctor on duty? Is that the doctor's fault, the nurse's fault? If there's money there to be spent, should we not look at what's necessary for? Should we not look at our essential services, right? In the common good.
And you don't count having a modern courthouse able to deal with the cases and hear them locally as being a part of important essential services?
I don't believe we need a state-of-the-art building. When we have a built public building that deals in life and death matters, is underfunded. We need more wards. We need more doctors. We need more nurses. That's what we need. That's our first priority. We can look at all these other matters down the road when things are reasonably normal. But we're facing into an unknown winter. We don't know what it's going to be like. Will people's power be cut off?
Well, I can tell you that straight away, Kevin, they won't, because there'll be a moratorium on disconnection from the 1st of October until next spring at the earliest. So that's one thing that will not happen, but people will be under pressure undoubtedly with bills and costs and heating issues, that's for sure.
Have you shopped recently and saw the increase?
I have indeed noticed in my own pocket. Can we answer this finally, Kevin?
I
do understand. We hear about it every day on the programme.
Kevin, the real world?
Can you outline for me your plans? You're going to continue to oppose this in terms of what's been voted on by the council and the transfer and the sale of the land. Obviously, a planning application will go in. Is that your route to oppose it? Will you be objecting to planning?
This is only a beginning. We will do whatever is needed to be done. And if we have to knock on doors to obtain funding to conduct our legal appeals, we will do that as well. This is an absolute travesty. People come first. The common good is not being served.
And are you expecting widespread support in Tralee for your campaign?
We'll see.
From the public?
We'll certainly look for it.
Okay. You'll be looking for that support.
I'm absolutely shocked at the idea that our elected representatives cowtailed the bully work and pressure like that, that they didn't stand up for their constituents.
All right, Kevin, listen, thanks very much for giving us your views. We'll see where it goes from here, and thanks for talking to you this morning.
Take care. Bye-bye. Great.